Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
This is Linda Woodruff saying to all you competing European countries artists out there, welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
God kväll till Stockholm. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Welcome to Stockholm, Sweden. I am Kieran Tutsit, your host of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And this is the evening after, wow, and an incredible production and show by SVT and the Swedish people for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. I'm joined here in the studio in Stockholm with my other half, Rob Urry. How are you, Rob?
I'm very well. How are you, Kieran?
I'm very well. You need to clear your throat, young man.
I do apologise. Late night last night.
Yes, it was a very late night last night. Remember, we're an hour ahead of you, lovely listeners, in the United Kingdom. But, well, we got to start off with our winner. Yes, the winner of the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Personally, I didn't really see it. I knew it had a lot of emotion and feeling. But there you go. It is the Ukraine, and it's Jamala with 1944.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house, they kill you all and say, we're not guilty, not guilty. Where is your mind? Humanity cries. You think you're a god, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul, our souls.
Yeah, There we are. That's Jamala with 1944, Ukraine's winner of the Eurovision Song Contest this year, 2016. Well, I must admit, there is a real split down the middle, if not, I don't know, 75% negative to 25% positive about Jamala's win on social media. A lot of my friends in particular were not the happiest about this winning. But Eurovision sort of pundits and music professionals have enjoyed this and think this is a fantastic move for the Eurovision Song Contest, and the fact that there are much personal, ethnic, genuine feeling songs that end up winning, like Jamala's 1944, to highlight her grandmother's plight in the Crimean Tatars in 1944 against Joseph Stalin back in the Second World War. So, with Ukraine winning, I mean, personally for me, I respect Jamala 100% in the fact that her song has a lot of meaning and it's genuine. But personally, I would have liked Australia to win. Basically, because I thought Dammy Im brought it both in the jury final and in the grand final. But Rob, I want to get your feelings on what you think about the Ukrainian song and that it's winning, that it's won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay, well, basically my view is, I mean, I'm not a big fan of this fact. It was something like third bottom on my list of songs this year. But
that's out of the 42, I take, yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry, out of the 42, yes, sorry. However, I can understand, it's got a lot of meaning. She did sing it very well. I mean, she has got a good voice, and it came from very much from the heart, which was evident when she was singing it. It's just not my thing, and I am a bit disappointed that Australia didn't win. When I think, if you'd taken... I think, had you done the law of averages, and it got, I think they probably would have done.
Yeah, quite possibly. Interestingly, looking at the semi-final two results where Ukraine and Australia were both present, Australia won semi two.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting, isn't it? But it will be interesting to see how Kiev, how Ukraine pull it off next year with all of their current political kind of unrest. And, you know, they're not a very well-off country and it's an expensive contest to host, and that'll be interesting to see whether or not they can actually manage it, whether or not they might... I'm wondering whether or not they might have to outsource it somewhere else, if I'm honest.
Well, you never know what may happen. It all depends, really, at how things play in Ukraine now. I mean, they've got a very Western-leaning government now. Obviously, Crimea is now part of Russia. I don't know if it's officially, but it's all getting into a bit of a murky politics type of thing, which is quite sad in that fact, with it being the Eurovision Song Contest, really. And as I've stated many times before, the Eurovision Song Contest isn't all about politics, and at least the political voting didn't, you know, wasn't so much evident this year. I mean, there were slightly some squeal-whiff type of jury results that we had, where where Belarus gave 12 to Russia, for example, and Malta gave the United Kingdom 12 points.
Yeah, it was interesting actually watching the breakdown, because a lot more countries got 12 points from the jury votes. I think that was interesting. So, and there was, I found, less political voting in the jury votes, definitely. But in the televoting, you're not going to know, because, you know, the countries were just given points. But I think what was evident was that, certainly for the UK, the jury votes, we had strong jury votes. Definitely, we got votes in probably 70% of the countries. And
yeah, exactly, and from the music professionals.
Yeah, and we got 112. Then as soon as the televoting came in, we did diabolically. And I wonder if that's because people just don't vote for us.
Do you really think that? Because I know Joe and Jake done a sterling job, but I just feel like maybe the competition was so much greater out there that it was difficult for them to hoover up some points, even though coming second last sort of helped them in some regard, but it didn't.
Possibly, but then you get the Czech Republic, who got zero votes.
I can't believe that.
No, nor can I, but then they have absolutely, to my understanding, no voting friends.
No, you're quite right. I mean, it's really, can't compare it, really, because Slovakia and Czech Republic haven't been in a grand final together, and etc. Or even in their, in the contest as itself yet properly, where they could vote for one another. But, yeah, really, Slovakia, that's about it, really. I mean, Hungary aren't too far away from the Czech Republic. Same for Germany or Poland. And didn't really give them enough votes. I mean, Czech Republic started quite well with jury votes, and it just started slipping down, which is a real shame. Yeah. But we'll get onto that anyway later on. So, as we say, Ukraine have won the Eurovision Song Contest 2016 with 534 points. Coming second was X Factor 2013 winner in Australia. This is the Australian entry, Dami Im. She got 511 points. So she was, theoretically, only 23 points behind Ukraine, but you could tell Australia won the jury votes, but Dami Im came quite low down in the televote. Oh, hang on a minute. She came fourth in the televote, where Poland came third, which I don't know what that says, but Michał Szpak clearly had some type of thing with the televoters, loved him. I don't know if it was necessarily Polish diaspora, but anyway, we'll get onto that a little bit later on. But yes, we're going to hear the Australian entry now, Dami Im with The Sound of Silence.
Growing tired and weary, brown eyes, trying to feel your love through FaceTime. Symphonies of dreams and highlights, caught up in this crazy fast life. But baby, you're not here with me, and I keep calling, calling, keep calling.
We are Dami Im with Sound of Silence, Australia 2016. Now, really, I didn't really think of Australia's chances this year at all, and I found it quite monotone just listening to the studio. But the performance live was literally incredible. Dami Im is amazing live, and I hope you all saw that last night. Rob, what are your feelings? I know you probably would like Australia to win, because it certainly was in your top five at least of favourite songs this year. Are you feeling quite gutted about it?
Little bit. I think it was amazing. She did an amazing job, and she really belted it, the tune out. It was a really good song, contemporary, and it had wide appeal. I wonder if she didn't win televoting because it's Australia, and there's still a little bit of a kind of it's not in Europe type thing people are thinking. But she still came fourth in that. As Kieran said, it is odd that Poland did so well, because in the jury vote they got hardly anything at all.
And then, no, they came second last.
And then all of a sudden they came third in the televoting, and I think quite a weak song, personally. But Australia, it was a shame, because I think we were all expecting that they would win up until... Which is why this new voting thing is quite good, because it's exciting.
Very exciting. We'll definitely go over that in just a minute. But we'll go on to the song that came third, and it was a Russian entry. It was the bookie's favourite. And... Sergei Lazarev won the televote, but in the jury result, he only came like sixth. So he didn't do particularly that well, in considering what happened. But we all knew he'd probably get top five, at least top three, at least top five, you know. So anyway, let's hear You Are the Only One, Sergei Lazarev for Russia 2016.
The word be unspoken. We will never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had is staying unbroken. No, you will always be the only one. You're the only one. We'll never give up, cause you're still somewhere out there. Nothing or no one's gonna keep us. The storm.
Sergei Lazarev, You Are the Only One at Russia 2016. Well, Robert, Mr. Uri, Sergei, coming third. Surprised?
No.
Any thoughts?
This wasn't my cup of tea either, although again he performed it well. He actually is he comes across as being a really nice guy. We saw him on Wednesday night in a kind of intimate little gig in Stockholm, so he comes across as being really nice.
Yeah, we were at the Wee Wee Jam, weren't we, Rob?
We were indeed, yes.
And I've got to give a big shout out to Deben, William, Sammy, Porrick, Denise, Ed, God, all of the guys. They were wonderful. They put on a stellar show, and really got to say thank you very much. So check out wooeyblogs.com. Lovely boys and girls. And yeah, Sergei Lazarev, what an amazing, lovely guy. He really is genuinely nice. I think he sang the pants off it over the jury final and obviously Saturday's grand final. I think it was just such an overproductive performance, which I think turned people off. I mean, not necessarily the public, because they obviously ended up winning the public vote, but looking at the jury votes, the music professionals saw it as a bit convoluted.
Yeah, I predicted that. I think I said to you, didn't I, that the jury wouldn't go for this, because I think it was really overproduced, and it was a bit too much. I think it was more of a let's get on a screen and look good rather than actually singing. And I think it was just they were trying far too hard, and I think I think at the end of the day it didn't work.
Yeah, no, quite agree, Rob. Quite agree. Okay, so you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Sutty, and my special guest, my partner, Rob Uri. We're coming to you from Stockholm, Sweden, from the home of the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna, Galal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is our song, Ljubavje. Enjoy. Yes,
enjoy.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
We're on a schooner off the coast of Newfoundland where we hope to see something incredible. Oh, and there they are now, noble and majestic. Look, Canadian fans of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest. Available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
on a summer night, we can shine forever. And you and I, we live. What we feel is what is right. We can run like never. If love was a crime, then we would be criminals, locked up for life. But I'll do the time. If love was a crime, then we would. Change for better. Unafraid, never fade. When it's dark, we illuminate. Can we rise together? If love was a crime, then we would be criminals, locked up for life. But I'll do the time. If love was a crime, then we would work miracles high above the ground. They will never break us down.
Polygenova for Bulgaria. Yeah, if love was a crime. Now, I tell you what, Rob, this is probably the best good feeling song for us, in the respect that Bulgaria have now got their best placing ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Their best placing before this was fifth in 2007 with the song Water. I don't expect you to remember that necessarily. Yes, so Polygenova gives Bulgaria's best placing, and fourth. Now, we both like this, and I think you probably liked it a lot more than what I did in particular, but watching it live, an incredible atmosphere. So, what are your thoughts on the song and the result in the end?
Well, I'm pleased it came in fourth, because it was a really good, catchy song, and actually this was the last song, I believe, to be released this year.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard it, I instantly liked this, and I think it was an excellent song. And she sang it amazingly well, and it was just really catchy, and it got the whole place moving. So yeah, I'm really pleased on all fronts, really. Brilliant, good result.
Yeah, a lot of people love this result. Well, I mean, myself and Rob were in the Tele 2 Arena and the big Eurovision party next door, and the crowd went crazy for it. You know, and there's not many Bulgarians, I must say, here. There are quite a few, actually. I saw many Bulgarian flags, but obviously there's not as many as the Brits and the Swedes, obviously, and the Australians. My God, coming out of the woodwork. But the Bulgarians, wow, they've done some fantastic work. Well, coming fifth on home soil was Sweden. I'm surprised they actually came fifth, to be honest. I was expecting lower, if I'm honest. I mean, I think there was a lot of overhype there. But I think with the lack of Scandinavian countries in the grand final helped Sweden a lot.
Boring, 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 boring.
Yeah, I'd agree to that, I'm afraid. So, Franz, if I were sorry, Sweden 2016, coming fifth with 261 points.
Thank you. through the desert on my hands and knees, rehearsing my pretty please. Climb the highest mountain. If I were sorry, shout it from the top. Swim underwater until my lungs exploded. Walk into the fire. If I were sorry, I'd run 1,000 miles. Wouldn't stop until I dropped. Wouldn't take the break to breathe until I got close enough. Then I'd do it all again if I really had the chance. But I know deep inside for you it's just another dance. If I were sorry, turn blue. I rob a bank and a post office too. Swim across the ocean. If I were sorry, I'd take a vow of silence. I wouldn't say a single word until you really heard. If I were sorry, I'd run 1,000 miles. Wouldn't stop until I drowned. Wouldn't take the break to breathe until I got close enough. If I were sorry, I'd give you all the glory. If I were sorry, if I were sorry, it would be a different story. If I were sorry, oh, did you ever realize that your mistake had a price? Oh, you threw it all away. Cause you're the devil in disguise. Now would you ever realize the consequences of your lies? Then would you save the fallen T-Rex to see if there's nothing there? If I were sorry,
he's not sorry. No, I just don't. Oh, I don't get it. I really should have been Oscar Zia or Ice Wild of Rob Hay.
Oh god, absolutely. Oscar Zia was amazing at Melody Festival, and so good. And Ace Wilder was good too. I think I wonder if this song was picked because they didn't want to win it again, and that's awful, but it was just so bland. But again, it did well because it's Sweden and everyone seems to love Sweden in Eurovision, so I don't understand why it did so well, because it was really boring.
Yeah, do you know, the hilarious moment of the night, I thought, was when the Danish jury didn't give any points to Sweden.
Yeah.
Any points to Sweden, and it came to the 12-points announcement, and they ended up giving 12 points to Italy. me and Robert Chris and ourselves laughing, to be perfectly honest.
That was amusing. It must have been amusing. It goes to show, isn't it, that obviously it's not so always so much to do with your neighbouring country. If the song isn't good, it's not good.
Yeah, the music professional showed that. So God bless them for that. Right, so that was your top five, and we're going to go through the rest of the results throughout the rest of the show here. So coming sixth, wow, the French entry. Amir with Je Cherche, the best result for France. They have not sniffed, really, the top five since 2009. And it really just goes to show that if you have a great song and a great performer, you can do quite well.
Yeah, this is good. I wish this is one as well. One of the other ones I wish is one. Because I think he did it before. He's another really nice bloke. I met him very, very, very briefly at the Wee Wee Jam. Nice guy. And yeah, this should have done top five. But sixth is pretty good. This certainly should have done better than Sweden.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But no, please for France, because I think they were quite negative after their result last year, and I think it's good to show that actually they can pull it off.
Yes. No, quite agree, Rob, quite agree. And
you know, France last sort of like sniffing top five was back in 2002 with the wonderful Sandrine Francois with Il Vaut Dedans. But in 2009, Patricia Cass came eighth with S'il fallait le faire. So, yeah. We'll see how France continue with this in the next few years, and hoping that they continue with this good luck of results. But next up, we're going to hear the Armenian entry, Rob, which I thought was actually going to win the whole bloody thing. And coming seventh place with 249 points. Your thoughts on Armenia?
This was a bit odd. I didn't like it when I first heard it, and I listened to it on my iPod. It's not actually brilliant, but the performance is phenomenal, and that's what makes the song.
Amen. And Aveta Muchkian has the most amazing legs I think I've ever seen on a woman. So, yeah. Pretty amazing. So, Aveta Muchkian, Love Wave, Armenia 2016, coming seventh with 249 points.
Hey, it's me. Look, I know it might sound strange, but suddenly I'm not the same I used to be. It's like I stepped out of space and time and come alive. Guess this is what it's all about. Cause when it touched me, the world went silent. Come before the storm reaches me. The ground emotions set off a siren. You took over my heart.
Vetya Muchkian with Love Wave for Armenia 2016, coming seventh. Well, in eighth place was the Polish entry with Michal Szpak and his song Color of Life, a color without the U, so the American way, which is so wrong. Anyway, and then we move over to Lithuania, who came ninth. I mean, wow, this is their best result for quite some time. They've not sniffed the top 10 since coming sixth in 2006, so 10 years ago. But Lithuania have finally cracked the top 10 there with Donny Montel, and I'm waiting for this night. Any thoughts on Poland and Lithuania, Rob?
Poland I didn't like at all, particularly. I'm surprised it did so well on this, I said, on the jury, no, on the televoting. Lithuania I quite like, but it was a bit of a bubblegum pop song, and it was never going to win it. And I am surprised it did as well as did. I thought I put this kind of in the bottom half, but obviously it had some kind of mass appeal, which it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, mass appeal meaning me liking it. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I love Donny Montel, in particular the song anyway, maybe because it sounds Swedish. But the song that came 10th was a wonderful result for Wee Little Belgium. Yes, Laura Tesoro with What's the Pressure came 10th with 181 points. A great result for Belgium once again in the top 10.
Yeah, really good result for Belgium. Well done. And this is a brilliant song, and I'm really pleased it did so well, because it wasn't rated as being... as people didn't think it was going to do that well. And it was catchy, and it was upbeat, and it opened the show, and I just think, yeah, good result, Belgium. Brilliant.
Happy days. So, Laura Tesoro with What's the Pressure?
Don't ask me why the sun is shining. Long after the day is done, the evening falls, the bright lights bring out the best in me. I see the massive walls weighing down the people all around, but they don't seem to mind at all. And I will try to stand my ground, won't be bound, and bring out the best in me. What's the pressure?
Tesoro with What's the Pressure, Belgium 2016, coming 10th. Well, Rob, that's the top 10 there. Pretty strong. What are you thinking, just off the top of your head?
Yeah, pretty strong. I think, as I said to you before, I think Australia, I had Australia, Bulgaria, France, Belgium in my top 10, so I think I'm pleased that some of them made it through.
yes indeed, and likewise too. Right, time for us at this moment in the show, as we've only got about 15 minutes left, sadly, it's to take a look at how the Eurovision songs are actually doing in the charts right across the world. Now, I've got some really interesting things here going on. Now, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest, Jamala with 1944, is currently, today, the most successful song at the Eurovision Song Contest. It is currently number one in the Leo's People's Democratic Republic, would you believe? Ukraine, Belarus, and Uzbekistan.
It is number 2, interestingly, in Russia and in Poland. A 3rd in Cyprus, Lithuania 4th, and it's 6th in the Czech Republic. Currently here in the United Kingdom, it's 74th in the download charts. But most randomly, I'd say it's 156 in Kazakhstan. So, it's amazing when you can get all this information. Go to esctracker.com for all of this latest information. It's fantastic. Dami Im with The Sound of Silence. She's number 32 here in the United Kingdom, but she's currently number 2 in Australia, Norway. She's 3rd in Lithuania and Sweden. 4th in Greece. Number 5 in Mongolia. Yes. They have a chart in Mongolia. It's 158 in Ukraine, but now this is interesting. France, If I Was Sorry, is 3rd most successful at the moment. Current number 1 in Lithuania, Malta, and Estonia. It's 24 in the United Kingdom, and it's number 2 in Latvia, Sweden, Czech Republic, Austria, and Germany. Now, Sergei Lazarev, You Are the Only One. Is number 1 in Russia, number 3 in Kazakhstan, and number 7 in Sweden, number 41 in the United Kingdom. Polly Genova, If Love Was a Crime, is number 1 in Bulgaria, surprise, surprise, if you should be. Number 71 in the United Kingdom, and we go over to Amer with Je Cherche, the French entry, is number 2 in France, it's number 7 in his second home country of Israel. Number 11 in Luxembourg, 105 in the UK charts. Michael Szpak, Color of Your Life, number 4 in Poland, 158 in the United Kingdom. Used Heartbeat for Latvia. He's number 1 in Latvia, shall I say. Number 2 in Belarus, 3 in Estonia, number 16 in Lithuania. In the United Kingdom is 178. Laura Tesoro, What's the Pressure? Doing very well. Number 1 in Belgium, number 9 in the Netherlands, 18 in Sweden, 97 in the United Kingdom. Cyprus is minus 1, Alter Ego, number 1 in Cyprus, 129 in the United Kingdom. Barre with Say Yeah Yeah, number 2 in Spain. So a lot of the home countries of their artists seem to be doing pretty well. Number 57 in the United Kingdom, the Spanish entry. Zoe with Loin d'ici, number 5 in Austria. 147 in the United Kingdom. Dal Bob Slow Down, number 2 in the Netherlands. 109 in the United Kingdom. Francesca Michelin, No Decree of Separation, Nesso Grando di Sapienzione, number 17 in Italy. Not charting in the United Kingdom, shockingly. Freddie with Pioneer, number 4 in Hungary, not charting in the United Kingdom. Joe and Jake, You're Not Alone. Now this is cool. Joe and Jake are number 16 in the United Kingdom charts, 25 in Finland, 53 in Austria, 55 in the Netherlands, 73 in Ireland, coming 197th in France. But there's a lot of European countries there who responded to Joe and Jake in particular. All other entries seem to be doing relatively well. The Armenian song that came 7th only came 69th in Armenia, which is quite shocking, and all in the hundreds in various other European countries. The Czech Republic girl, Gabriela Gucinova, is 3rd in the Czech charts, and sadly the last placing, Jamie Lee, with this Ghost, is 8th in Germany, so slowly starting to trail off. But if you want to get more information on these songs, guys, head over to esctracker.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
This is our song, You're Not Alone. Enjoy.
Heartbeat, when you're not around, it's beating slow. And it's something that I've never known. Oh, oh, I'll be the answer you've been waiting for. I'll be the truth that you've been looking for. Oh, oh, you're not alone. We're in this together. All that you want is right here forever. And they don't need to know. To know.
Joe and Jake, You Are Not Alone, the United Kingdom entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Well, I don't think they deserved 24th at all. They did a sterling job, and it just goes to show that the music professionals actually really know what they're doing, because they came 13th or 14th in the jury results, and the public only gave them 8 points, which is the second worst result in the televote. It's shocking.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it? And I think it's... It kind of goes to show, doesn't it, the difference between the jury and the televoting, which is why it's an interesting draw. It's interesting to have them both separate this year. However, I do think they deserved better. A bit like Molly Smith and Downs deserved better 2 years ago. I think last year we got the result we deserved because the song was a bit of a joke. So hopefully the BBC... And it goes to show that countries like France haven't been doing very well the last few years. They put in a really contemporary, uplifting, good song, and they do well. So actually, perhaps if we actually... Not that this wasn't a good song, but if we put again, try again with more effort again next year, you know, we could do better. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, quite rightly so, Rob. Well done. Right, just to mention, honourable mentions throughout the scoreboard here, that the Netherlands came 11th for Del Bob with Slow Down. Malta came 12th. I'm quite surprised here. With Ira Oscar with Walk on Water. But she did perform it very well. Luan DC, mine and Robert's secret love for Zoe. Luan DC, very, very good as well. We go over into 14th place with Israel, with Hovi Star. And
Made of Stars, of course. Latvia used Heartbeat, coming 15th. 16th place was Italy with Nessa Grande di Apprehensione, No Degree of Separation from Francesca Michelin. So we go over to 17th place for Azerbaijan, Samara, Miracle. 18th place, Serbia, highly underrated there. With Zara and Sanja Vudic and Goodbye Shelter. Hungary have come 19th there with Freddie with Pioneer. And 20th place was Georgia. Cyprus coming 21st, Spain 22nd. The crowd went crazy for Spain, loved Spain. And coming 22nd, Rob, what a bloody shame.
Yeah, real shame. Spain was really good. We should have done better.
Yeah, definitely. Croatia coming 23rd with 73 points, which was Nina Krajic with Lighthouse. United Kingdom's Joe and Jake with You're Not Alone coming 24th. Czech Republic going to get 41 points there. Gabriela Gucinova with I Stand. And finally, again, in last place was the German entry. Jamie Lee Krivitz with Ghost. Now, Rob, what did you think of Ghost? I mean, did you expect it to come last at all? Because I think me and you did, didn't we? Just before the show.
Predicted it to come last, definitely, yeah. It wasn't very good at all. It was just a bit boring.
Yeah, it practically is it. So, just as we get towards the end of the scoreboard, sadly, we're going to play out with mine and Rob's favourite, one of the favourites of ours. Full of emotion, beautiful. It's the Czech Czech Republic entry from Gabriela Gucinova with I Stand.
I'm on the path, I've hit the wall. I'm the one who rose and fall. I've played my heart when I played the part, but it got me through the rain. I felt this train I've made mistakes with the monsters in my head. But in the end, you're standing there. You're the one who always cares. 'Cause I
Gabriella Gudjanova with I Stand. Well, that's it for our coverage here in Stockholm, Sweden for the Eurovision Song Contest 2016. I've been Kieran Tussiet, and I've been joined with...
Rob Urry!
Yes. So, Rob, thank you very much for joining us, and we're about to fly back home now, aren't we?
Yeah, sadly, Sweden. We're looking forward to getting home to see our cats.
Yay! Cats! And we can't wait to see them, but can't wait to see you next Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. And make sure you do join us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Like our Twitter, and follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. It'd be great to hear from you. And join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM. If you missed any of our shows, then download our podcasts. Any podcast app, just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. We'll see you soon. Take care. And and it's hey door from me.
Hey door from me.
Au revoir, Alfie Desain, and have a nice day. See you next Sunday, 5 p.m. on Forest FM. Merci.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.